Episode 3278, Embrace the Warmth Within.
Moms, it's time to rediscover, rejuvenate, and renew who you are in mind, body, and spirit. Welcome to Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie, the show to help you do just that. Here's your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo.
Happy, happy day. I hope you're enjoying some extra time off. Most of this country around here in the United States of America is a little bit cold. We have about 6.5 to 7 inches on the ground, and it's still snowing. It's amazing, but you know, on Inspiration Motivation Day, we all need to embrace the warmth within. For those of you who are brand new to Create Your Now, welcome to this incredible family. I'm so delighted of your presence. If you already haven't had the opportunity, you'll want to head on over to createyournow.com, where you can learn more and sign up for the KISS newsletter, the Keep It Simple Strategy, Everyday Solutions to Live, Love, and Impact. Well, as you know, a lot is happening at Create Your Now. I'm trying to do all the things, and you know what that is, right? The new year, and you've got all these new ideas. You've got dreams and aspirations and goals, and it's like, okay, I've got all of this, but how am I going to get it all going? And then you look outside, and you're like, why do we have snow on the ground? In some areas, you got to have snow on the ground, but I'm in the South, and I'm like, yeah, I'm not supposed to have snow on the ground because I'm in the South. I do actually like the snow, but when things come in the middle of what you really want to accomplish, and you're like, well, I really don't have time for that. Sometimes you have to make time. So take a deep breath. Your new year's probably not started out exactly the way you wanted it. Maybe the first 10 minutes was awesome, but now you're like, oh, as these winter days drag on, it's easy to feel that weight, right? It's easy to feel a little bit stagnant, going, gosh, I'm really ready for spring already. So how can you create a ripple effect and transform the world you touch? Well, it comes when you embrace the warmth within. Because sometimes it just feels like an insurmountable task, right? It's like we've got to climb up this mountain, and right now there's ice on the mountain, and I can't get traction. I can't get where I want to go. And sometimes you're just spinning your wheels, right? You're on that hamster wheel. You're on the roller coaster that just keeps going round and round and round and round. And if it was a roller coaster, I'd be really, really sick by now. I'm just saying. Hamster wheel, at least maybe you can get off for a little bit of a break, but man, those roller coasters, yeah. I've been the one that looks like really ghost-like. Well, we'll leave all that for another episode. But you know, you just keep dragging yourself out of bed only to feel like you can never get ahead. Well, let me tell you this. If you're one who says, I need more of you, Christiane, like, I don't know what it is, but you just, even if you tell me like it is, you just seem to pick my spirits up. You meet me where I'm at. Remember, we have a TV show. And you can find it on pray.com always. We're there every Tuesday morning at 10:30 a.m. Central, 11:30 a.m. Eastern, and 8:30 a.m. Pacific. Now, you can also watch it on a couple different channels. The Walk.tv, we air there on Tuesday nights, 10:30 p.m. Eastern, 9:30 Central, and that would be 7:30 Pacific. I have to do all the calculations. And if I have to come up with another calculation, I think I'll forget it. We're also out of KCHF TV. Shout out to them out of Albuquerque, New Mexico. And so there are a lot of different ways. We're also working on getting it up on YouTube. Believe it or not, I have uploaded all of them. I know it's crazy, but then I've got to add all the stuff. And you know, I'm always like, why do I have to keep adding stuff? I'm tired of adding stuff. You know where we are, come seek us out, okay? And we are working on having it completely available at createyournow.com. Some of it just takes time because you can only type so fast. You only have so much bandwidth up in the cloud. And so it's hard to get it all done. And so you know that when you have like moments like these, when you're trying to do all the things, you're trying to be the best mom, the best, you know, friend, the best sister, the best wife, the best businesswoman, you're just like, I can't do it anymore. And you want to throw caution to the wind. But I'm here to tell you, don't do that. You got to embrace the warmth within. It may be cold outside, but there's something brewing still in your heart. And when that world outside seems cold and unwelcoming, you know, maybe you've already had a few doors slammed in your face already this new year. It becomes crucial to tap into the fire burning in your heart. It's time to recognize that what you do, no matter how small, it matters. Each step forward, every act of courage is a testament to your determination, your endurance, your strength. Don't let what could not be done yesterday put out the fire burning in your heart today. The past does not define your potential. right? You're constantly evolving, right? We are doing it together. We're constantly evolving beings capable of growth and change. So let's ignite our spirits and take a leap of faith towards the life we envision. And this journey in life is not always easy. You know that. And setbacks may arise along the way. Well, in fact, you and I were never promised perfection. But in those times of struggle, it's essential to cultivate a mindset of resilience and perseverance. As author Maya Angelou shared, you may encounter many defeats, but you must not be defeated. In fact, it may be necessary to encounter the defeat so you can know who you are, what you can arise from, how you can still come out of it. Embrace the warmth within. You know, my friend, it's natural to doubt yourself or question your abilities when faced with challenges. I get it. Man, I've hit a brick wall like every other hour this past week or so. Seriously. I'm like, I think I got it. No, I don't. Oh, yes, I'm all there. Yes, I'm all in. Nope, ready to quit. Oh, well, let's do it this way. I'm pumped. And walk around and it's like, yeah, it's like you're ready to play for the NFL playoffs. Like, I'm going to the Super Bowl. And it's like, I am so under the Super Bowl. You might as well take me 6 feet under because that's where I feel right now. My friend, it's important to remember that greatness lies on the other side of fear. As a legendary tennis player, Arthur Ashe wisely said, start where you are. Use what you have. Do what you can. If you're a tennis player, by the way, or just a tennis lover, either way, Australian Open has started. Yes, we're in round one, about ready to wrap it up. And we're going into round two. It's exciting already. Some of the players, I'm like, wow, they're out. But you know, Arthur Ashe was like, nope, start where you are. Some of the ones that are great ones are already out. Well, they've got to start where they are. Maybe they just didn't have the right setup. They can still use what they have and do what they can. Let these words serve as a reminder that you possess the tools necessary to create the change you seek. You just need to take the first step, no matter how small. It's a baby step. It's not a leap yet. One step at a time leads to miles of greatness. And when embarking on your everyday journey, it truly can be beneficial to surround yourself with like-minded individuals who can uplift and support you. Seek guidance and encouragement from mentors, friends, even online communities, because they can provide the motivation you need to keep moving forward, to keep taking that next step. Take AIM. Action ignites motivation. That's why we're going to be opening up AIM. Oh, I'm praying we can get it launched before February 1. That is my goal. Like, honestly, right before, you know, but the whole thing of the heart, yes, is all before Valentine's Day. We're going to get it all done. I don't know what's going to happen. I mean, we may just try it. And then if it all falls flat, we'll just sit there and we'll just help each other out. All right, we're going to learn this together. Take AIM. Action ignites motivation. After all, as Helen Keller once said, alone we can do so little. Together, we can do so much. As you embrace the warmth within, you know what I'm talking about. Those embers that keep burning and you're like, oh yeah, it just kind of stirs me a little bit. But then it's like, oh, yep, throw water on it. And then you're like, yeah, I'm ready to wash my hands. And then it's like, yeah, pump me up. Yeah, I told you, I've hit those brick walls every other hour this past few weeks. But when you embrace that warmth within and you move towards the life you dream and desire, it's crucial to acknowledge your progress along the way. Celebrate even the smallest victories and use them as stepping stones toward a better tomorrow. Motivational speaker and author Zig Ziglar encouraged, it's not what happens to you that determines how far you will go in life. It is how you handle what happens to you. How are you handling life? Are you really wanting it to put you 6 feet under? I mean, I've watched some of these NFL playoff games and I'm like, whoa, seriously? I mean, some of them I'm like, how could they do that? And some of them I'm like, wake up. Some were so close. 24 to 23, did you watch it? It was an incredible game. And one that I sit there and just kind of scratched my head going, how did they do it? The LA Rams, they were like, yeah, we got this. But guess who answered the call? The Detroit Lions. I mean, they literally roared themselves to success. They came out and they were like, yep, everybody's thinking that, oh yeah, it's the year. And some people were like, yeah, we've seen that happen before. And then they just fall flat. This is only the second time they've won a playoff game. Crazy. Just think about that. I think they've been around like 65 years. I mean, fathom that. Would you wait that long? They were having, some of the commentaries were raising the questions about, gosh, these people who are watching the stands have never in their lifetime seen this happen because it's been so long. Craziness. Are you ready to put in the work? No matter how long it takes? Are you willing to say, yeah, I'm willing to embrace the warmth within. I want to keep those embers burning. And yeah, I don't like where I'm at, but I can love myself where I'm at. Let me tell you this. You know, just a little over a year ago now, we decided that we, and I say we, lightly, my family and I came and we had a discussion. And the discussion was whether or not we were going to do TV, what that looked like, et cetera. And that's when we went exclusively with Pray.com. We're still there, by the way. So for those of you who love Pray.com, that's fabulous. Go over there. We've got all of our stuff up there. It's fabulous. It's a one-stop shop. Now we're working on some things too that will bring you a little bit more back home on our own app. But in telling you all of that, it was a decision. And I got to tell you, I'm going to be honest with you. I didn't like where I was. I didn't like my reflection. I looked in the mirror and I was like, you're going to go on like that? Like, seriously. So I kept having this conversation with God. And I kept saying, you know, is this all about me? And I thought, well, if you're questioning the way you look, probably not. Let me just tell you, friend. I started embarking on the TV side of things and doing that journey of life when I was over 50 pounds heavier than what I am now. It definitely wasn't this whole Vogue thing that I have to be in front of the camera because, oh, I think it's all about me. In fact, it was absolutely the opposite. It would have been nice just to be kind of huddled up in a cave and not in front of everybody. But you see, I knew that my words, it wasn't about me. It was about what God wanted me to share. It was about my strength is my story, not about the outside of who I was. It was about the internal spark within. And I know you know me well enough. If you've hung out with me long enough, you know, man, I wear my heart on my sleeve. And I tell it like it is. And life isn't always easy. But let me tell you, alone we can do so little, but together we can do so much. Thanks, Helen Keller. So embrace the warmth within. Celebrate the smallest victories and use them as stepping stones. Let the fire in your heart burn bright. Take a deep breath and remember that you have the power to create your now, the life you envision, the life God has planned for you here on earth until he takes you home. So embrace each day as an opportunity for growth and know that no matter what you do matters. Go in peace, be present, be incredible, be you. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, hugs, and lots of love. We'll talk to you real soon. Have a glorious, blessed day. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life, and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.